Mr. McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving on, the next one is grazing agreement on the Rob Ledford Wildlife Management Area. When I first started, this grazing plan was kind of right up there with the amount of time it took on mountain lion quotas. So
I remember that.
So Rob Ledford is in Region 3. What we're proposing is a 9-year renewal of the grazing lease with the Rob Ledford Grazing Association. This lease involves over 32,000 acres managed between 17,000 plus by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. There's 10,786 acres of DNRC land leased by Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. There's 3,600 acres leased by the Grazing Association, and there's a section of BLM ground included as well, a little more in this section. It's a somewhat complicated rest rotation grazing system that involves elevational pastures. So there's lower, middle, and higher elevation pastures that are then run through a rest rotation system in each of those elevations. In the past, the reason this one was always controversial is those lower pastures would get grazed too much for too long because of concerns about larkspur and the upper pastures. Over the years, our regional staff and folks like Kelvin, our range person, worked with the Grazing Association and really tightened up the grazing standards. We had a couple short-term leases to make sure those tweaks were working. And as a result, we think we have a pretty effective system now. In the last few years, there were some concerns about some impacts on riparian conditions on Rob Creek. That's now been removed from the grazing altogether, I'm being told. So again, we've tried to address the more site-specific issues as they come up. So with that, we're asking to renew the existing lease with the Rob Ledford Grazing Association. Again, it would be 9 years. They would be charged, I believe this one is at half of the standard grazing rate, and the, a little bit on that is we have three different rates we use. There's what's called the standard grazing rate, which is what DNRC and charges for maximizing revenue on private on grazing lands. That's $24.50 an AUM. There's a half the grazing rate, which we will charge if the leasee agrees to do all the fence maintenance and other infrastructure maintenance to maintain that system. And then there's some where there's just an exchange of use where there's no cash but a exchange of use. So in this case, I believe this one is at the half of the DNRC rate, which would come out at $12.25 an AUM.
I would entertain a motion from the commission.
Mr. Chair, I move the commission approve renewal of the grazing lease on RLWMA with the adjustments described within the preferred alternative.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Questions, comments from the commission?
If I could throw one more thing in there, I forgot to mention, is they did do an environmental assessment on this, put it out for public comment, and received no public comment. So that highlights that we must be making some progress.
I would like to say that I'm always pleased to see when we are partnering with local people, landowners, and trying to come up with a solution that benefits all parties concerned. FWP, the sportsmen, and also the ranchers and the wildlife. And I think these proposals we've had in front of us now, this one and some we've had before, really show the commitment of the department to trying to work with the landowners. So I appreciate that. Is there any further comments from the commission? If not, is there any public comment here in Helena?
Commissioners, again, Nick Jivak with
Montana Wildlife Federation. I just want to thank the commission for, or the department for the tweak, the adjustments they made on this to address some of the concerns that were expressed. I mean, this is a long-standing lease that's working well, and these are pretty large numbers of both livestock and land. So, but again, we're glad to see that we continue to refine these grazing systems as we move forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Nick, and I will comment that some of the tweaks they made now were some of the comments that the public brought forth about the second year that I was on the commission. So, again, thank you. Go ahead and state your name.
Good morning. Stan Frazier from Helena. I came specifically today to talk about the spotted dog, but some of the comments I have relate generally to wildlife management areas and grazing. Let me say I'm not an expert on anything. Everything I have to say is fully backed up by my own opinion. However, I've got more than 20 years on the Lewis and Clark Conservation District Board and have had the opportunity to see the damage that cattle grazing can do to riparian areas, streams. And I've been watching my own grass grow for 30 years with no grazing. Grass does not need cattle. Cattle may need grass, but grass does not need cattle. I've been struggling for, like I say, the last 30 years trying to get rid of the weeds that were introduced because of grazing, horse grazing, imported hay. And I have fewer weeds, more grass, more forbs, and I just do not believe that cattle need to be everywhere. It'd be nice to be able to go on public lands without tripping over cow pies all the time. And I don't think that this theory that somehow you need cattle to manage habitat is at all valid. Not in my experience. See, I've been watching mine for years and years, and it's grass doing fine without cattle. Grass needs the chance to go to reseed itself, not just grow up from the roots. And I think these agreements, while they may improve what we had earlier with no public control over the land, is fine. But if you can improve habitat by reducing grazing and managing it better, it just seems logical to me that you could improve it even more with no grazing whatsoever. You'll probably hear from me again later. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Further comments here in Helena.
Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, again, it's Brian Ows, OHS, with the Montana Stock Growers Association. We're here to support the renewal of the motion, or excuse me, support the motion of the renewal. And I guess just to address some of the comments previous, obviously Montana stock growers are contrary to some of those comments, and we believe that we manage the land and both public and private very well. And to refer to your comments, Commissioner Stuker, I think this is a great example of a cooperative that's working. And in the preferred alternative, they've made adjustments for problems with like riparian areas. So, again, we stand in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Is there further comments here in Helena? Seeing none, are there any comments in the regions? They look pretty quiet, so we'll come back to the commission. Any further questions, comment, discussion from the commissioners?
Chairman Stuker. It's more of a comment, but I welcome your reply. In reviewing the materials, I see that there was very explicit objectives set forth for the grazing program. And to address some of the concerns that Mr. Frazier raised, and it seems each of those objectives have had objective measures to document whether or not the progress is being made. And I see that all of your objectives are being met based on good, solid research. And I just want to commend the department for taking that approach to being objective, measuring it, and taking action based on your data. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I should mention we also have in our Habitat Bureau a person who's based out of Bozeman, Bob Harrington, who his job is going out on WMAs and conservation easements and doing vegetation measurements and trends to help us make sure we are meeting objectives. So this is one that's obviously gotten a lot of attention.
Further questions, comments from the commission? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Continue, Mr.